Previously on Unranked.
I mean, you know, we're playing Coyote Valley, Walkabout Mini Golf, and all of a sudden I hear the basement door just open. And I can hear it because it's a good thing I did, because I only had one earbud in, because I thought I could hear when she came home. And like, I stopped talking to Chris, and then she just goes, "Hello?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And then she just starts walking down the stairs. And at that point, there is no time to rip the headset off and run back to act like I wasn't working, right? Or to act like I was working. And the other problem is that, so I took the headset off and I did put it down. And I tried to like, I mean, obviously I'm just standing in the middle of the basement when she turns and she goes, "The evidence is all over your face. You've got the lines around your
She
eyes."
Said that?
Yeah.
Hello, what's up, and welcome to the Unranked podcast.
Hello.
With the amount of things.
Oh, no.
What?
This was the bit I was trying to do.
Oh.
Todd, it's on my preview screen. But I picked the wrong video setting in Zoom after all of that. I was gonna, and then after a while, you'd notice something looked wrong. You know, you'd be like, "Wait, his arm isn't really." Mm-hmm. Oh man,
I think I would have known because there's like a halo around your hair. It's
you
good.
Might not have picked it up immediately.
Yeah,
I was hoping.
Probably would have taken a couple of minutes. Yeah,
that's. I was hoping you'd be like, "Wait a minute, what's going on?"
There's something.
Hello and welcome to the latest episode of the Unranked podcast. This is Christian Humes here with Alex Tuna Marinella.
Hello.
And Tom Caswell.
It would have been really funny if we didn't pick it up, but like it just never got darker there.
Yeah.
You do it right as this transition. I'd be like, "Wait a second. We're honestly not that far into summer yet."
For audio listeners, I took a picture of my background on my roof upstairs and I set it for here. And I was trying to pretend like I was outside. I feel like I could have gotten about 3 minutes was my hope.
3 minutes.
I was hoping I could get
yeah.
Possibly into the Pokemon is what I was hoping with that.
But I think we need a new segment, because I wonder what card has fallen in Tuna's House of Cards this week. Because I feel like it's been a couple of weeks every time. It's been a new, like, well, that lie I told or that thing I was doing, that's not happening anymore.
I definitely agree with that. We need some new theme music.
House of Cards!
It's the baby blues. It's the baby blues segment.
Mm-hmm.
Has anything crumbled this week?
No. All status quo here. Status quo. Kids becoming really bossy. Other than that,
feel like,
well, she's even more so now. She's like giving us commands, like commanding
new,
us.
So,
to
so
do
it's
things.
Reaching new levels. It's reaching new levels, new heights.
Yeah.
Okay.
She, I will tell you this. She, so in the morning, she's kind of like me, I guess. Like, I don't really like to eat breakfast in the morning. So she doesn't really either. Like, when I ask her, "Do you want to eat breakfast?" she says no. And then she looks at me and says, like, crackers or pretzels or something, and I'm like, "Oh, come on, like, don't you want to eat like regular breakfast?" And she's like, "No." And I'm like, "What about cereal?" "No."
"Why don't you make it something fun?"
She, dude, this kid don't eat.
No.
So okay. No. She just started getting into like fries and chicken nuggets, which honestly is one of the greatest meals of all time. Little chicken nuggets, little sauce, little fries. I mean, it's an amazing meal. I mean, who needs a steak and potatoes? Forget it. Give me chicken nuggets and fries, some ketchup, some sriracha.
You're not wrong.
I know. Ooh. It's incredible. All right. So here's what happened. So she looks at me and she goes, "I want veggie straws, please." Mm. And I was like, "Absolutely not. You're not having veggie straws for breakfast." And then she goes, "Animal crackers?" And I was like, "All right, you know what? Fine. I'll give you animal crackers. If you're not going to eat your breakfast, I'll give you animal crackers." So we go over into the kitchen. I open the snack door to get the animal crackers. She snatches the veggie straws and runs away. I mean,
wow.
It was a good tactic.
Oh my God.
It was a good tactic. It's a good tactic. However, she realized, I guess, like a couple seconds later, because she can't open a fucking bag. So she walks over and goes, "Open, please." I'm like, "No, I'm not opening this." So that was pretty funny. I was like,
"That's funny. That's funny." But also, wow. That's
and she, yeah. She wants to know now, like, who everyone is. Like on Sesame Street, she used to be obsessed with the Muppets, right?
Okay.
And not really care who the
humans
are. But now she's like asking every, she's like, "Who is that? Who is that?" And I'm like, "Okay, that's Haley Steinfeld. That's Jason Derulo. That's Adam Sandler." That's, I'm like, Janelle Monáe. Or
wait,
like
Adam Sandler. What?
Adam Sandler's in an episode. He sings, "This is a song about Elmo, Elmo."
Wow.
Elmo. Oh yeah. Janelle Monáe gets in there. We got, I forget her first name, but something Morris, Haley Steinfeld, Jason Derulo. Everyone's in this fucking show. Yeah. So she just keeps asking me, like, "Who is this? Who is this? Who is this?" I'm like, "Oh my God." So yeah. So we're in that stage. You know,
that's kind of wild. Like the fact, like, her snatching.
Is it Jason Derulo? I thought it was. Is that how you pronounce that?
Jason Derulo.
Yeah. For the song, but his name's Jason.
I say.
Yeah. I say. Yeah, but it's Jason Derulo. Then she became obsessed with firefighters. So we got her a firefighter outfit. She was putting that on with the firefighter hat, reenacting this whole thing. Like, put your firefighter hat on, climb the ladder. She's climbing the stairs. I'm like, this is. Then my mom wears like a big white coat. Like, it's not a big white coat. It's a regular white coat. But she hangs it up and Avery goes, "Doctor's coat. I want doctor's coat." So we put it on. She played doctor. This kid, you know, we're off to the races. It's ridiculous.
You really are there. Wow.
It's absolutely
incredible.
Ridiculous. It's only a matter of time before I lose this basement.
Yep.
It's yeah. So,
surgical station.
You got to get one of those sheds. One of those outdoor shed downstairs. Time. Yep. And then that's
then
it.
You could build a bunker.
Ooh.
I mean, yeah.
It's cool if you build something underground. Like, I you agree. Don't have, you wouldn't have to worry. I mean, if you had like game systems in there, like, you might have to worry, but yeah. Temperate.
It'd be so much easier for you to get stuff and sneak it in, though. Like, you wouldn't have to climb through a basement window to bring your PSVR2 in. Yeah. You know? You could create like a secret, you know, wall opening that Brittany doesn't know about. They could put like Lego boxes in. It'd be great for you. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Sorry. Brittany got her hands on. Brittany got her hands on the. This is the new segment. Brittany got her hands on the new Taylor Swift album early.
It
leaked everywhere like yesterday.
It leaked. So she's got it, right? And then so I'm texting, like, I texted my college friends about it, and then one of my college friends, "Who cares? Isn't it just a re-release?" I'm like, "Dude, no, dude, this is a total drag, and basically just a bash album of Joe." So anyway.
I don't know.
Like Midnights, and I like Midnights, so.
Yeah, no, it's very, there's definitely not a Shake It Off.
Yeah, that's okay. I think, honestly, but I think Lover might actually be my favorite album now, anyway.
Yeah.
Then 1984, then Reputation, then Midnights. That's probably my top, my tier list, I would say. You're a big Reg guy, I know. You really like the early albums.
No.
All right, you guys want to get into this Pokemon?
Sure. Yeah.
All right, let's do it. We have a new Pokemon today, guys. Are you ready to talk about it?
Sure.
Yes. All right, it is the 424th.
You already played the jingle, right?
Yeah. It is the 424th Pokemon. Last week we finished. We did Shellos, and then we did Shellos Evolution.
Oh, this motherfucker.
Gastrodon. Today we are doing
this motherfucker.
Ambipom.
Google needs to put Bulbapedia as the first result. I can't deal with Pokemon.com being the first result, and then Serebii being number two. Come on, it's ridiculous.
Then the Pokemon website. Then the fandom website.
Mm.
in that order.
Oh, this is interesting. I did not know that it was a evolution of another
It's go on, tell us. Yeah.
It evolved from Apom.
Mm-hmm.
Pokemon number 190.
Yes, which so we saw like famously in the Pokemon
saga,
movie.
I was going to ask you what saga Detective that Pikachu. Was.
Yeah, well, that would be probably the fourth saga, because that's 17. Yeah, so it'd be the fourth saga.
Fourth saga.
Yeah, saga 4.
Are we in saga 2 right now?
No, I think.
No, dude. No.
Tom's right. We are. We're in saga 2. We're in saga 2.
Saga was the least amount. Yeah.
Yeah, we're in saga 2. We're in season 4, saga 2.
Series 8.
Yeah, series 8.
Saga 2.
Yeah.
It would have been series 4. Yes.
The series and the sagas didn't correspond correctly at the beginning because we didn't think of it until we got up to episode 100. So the first. The whole first saga and see like it's messy in the first season, you know,
and then it
develops after that.
So. Oh, does it afterwards? Yeah. It develops after that.
There's hard rules for it now, Tom.
Oh my God, you can't believe it.
Well, let's describe this. If you remember what Apom looks like, which is a little monkey with a hand for a tail. This one is a monkey with a hand for two tails, like Tails from Sonic. So it has two tails. It's a purple monkey. It's got a sort of beige undercoat. It's got a little triangle for a nose, big eyes, and its tail hands have three fingers with red tips.
Little dick fingers.
Let me tell you something, right? I'm going to tell you something right now, okay? The trivia section is one line. Despite it learning Dual Chop via Level Up starting in Generation 7, it can't learn it via Move Tutor in Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon. That is the only trivia.
It's pretty bad.
For this
pretty bad trivia, too.
So Ambipom may be a combination of Ambi, prefix for both, or Ambidextrous, Apom, and Palm.
Which would make sense, because the previous one's name.
Yeah.
Its actual origin, though, seems to be based on a New World monkey, an exaggerated concept of the prehensile tail. Ambipom also shares its large smile with cymbal banging monkey toy. I don't know if you've ever seen those, very old school. Vaguely,
of course, it's in Toy Story 3.
There you go.
That's great. True.
I think maybe my favorite Toy Story, other than the first. It may vaguely reference a Hootsuite, a creature of Aztec mythology with monkey hands and a fifth human hand on its tail. That's pretty cool. You guys want to hear a little Legend Arceus? Do we have one for that? Oh, I don't know if actually
we do.
No, does it?
Yeah.
Okay. Legend Arceus. To affirm their kinship, members of this species will form a ring by linking their newly doubled tails together. On rare occasions, humans have been accepted into such rings. Whoa.
Amazing. Hot take.
You getting in a prayer circle with them, Tom?
No, because I think this is bottom of the list.
You think this is the... I don't know about that.
I don't know about bottom.
It's either last or second to last.
No way. No, because the very last ones we have right now, Tom, they're junk.
I think Mothim is more interesting than this Pokemon.
Wow.
Where are you feeling?
I mean, it is a normal type Pokemon.
It's normal type.
I don't think it's... Oh, you think it's that low, though?
It's normal type. It's normal. It just looks like a slightly bigger version of what it evolves from. Like,
I'll
I wouldn't
put it above Gastrodon.
Yeah, which was last week's, right? Yeah, no way.
Wow. I'm surprised that I think I might agree with you.
It's either last or second or last for me.
Wormadam. Let me see Wormadam real quick.
But Bibarel at least has that kind of goofy look about him. Is this guy missing his nose too? What's going on? He looks like Walton Goggins in Fallout.
I don't know, man. Wormadam's pretty stupid.
I'm now gonna go back to Wormadam because I don't remember.
Like, Bermadum's a real stupid Pokemon. Like, at least you could use this in a fight. You know, its stats are, like, way better. But it is
Wormadam. Wormadam. Oh, this is bad. Yeah, you're right. But, yeah, it's bug ground. It's at least got that.
Yeah, but that means it has a bunch of weaknesses. I think you might be... All right, Tuna, you decide. Where's it going?
Five from the bottom.
Five from the bottom.
So above Gastrodon?
Yeah. Unless you guys want to veto that.
All right, well, then let's split the difference. Because Tom wanted to go two down from where you wanted to do, and I wanted to go in the middle. So let's just split the difference.
Put it under Gastrodon.
All right.
All right, Ambipom, number 35. We have 38 Pokemon on there. We are over a third of the way through this generation already. Time flies.
This season.
Well, yeah, this season and this generation. We're already cooking through it, Tom.
Yep.
Surprising. It does feel like it just started.
Yeah, it does.
All right, well, Alex, you already gave us a little tease on what's happening in your neck of the woods.
Mm.
Care to elaborate further?
Maybe. So we got her into Toy Story, kind of.
Okay.
She sits through the first like 10, 15 minutes and then is bored and moves on to other things. What's funny is that she only wants to watch Toy Story 1. She'll ask Toy, she's like, I want to watch Toy Story. It's like, okay. And I'll put it on. And then if I try to put on Toy Story like 3, right, it starts the same, right? You get the Disney castle, the lamp, Pixar, the clouds, and then as soon as it doesn't, she goes, no, not this one. I'm like, it's Toy Story. She goes, it's not. It is. No. Like, it has to be the Toy Story 1. It has to be the intro with the Mr. Potato Head with Woody, and then she goes, oh, Woody! I'm like, oh my god.
So, yeah, get ready to rewatch movies all over and over and over.
Oh,
and over.
Yeah.
The first
at
10
least
minutes.
At least you're watching Toy Story, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the first 10 minutes of it. Oh, this was hilarious, too.
I mean,
so after,
still like, probably better than a lot of the other crap they could be watching on YouTube.
After, so after like 15 minutes of Toy Story, she went into the kitchen and like hung out with Britt for a bit. And then she came back like 30 minutes later. And I was reading One Piece. She comes back, and Toy Story's still on. And she goes, Toy Story. I'm like, this is Toy Story. She goes, no, not this one. I'm like, it is. It's
later.
It's later in the movie. And she just looks at me. And I'm like, oh God, it's the same movie. She goes, not Toy Story. I go, it is Toy Story. It's not Toy Story. It is Toy Story.
Wait, why did she stop at the 10-minute mark?
That's just her attention span. She's done. That's it. That's it. Maybe the kids got ADHD. I don't know. But she runs, you know, she's out of there. She's done. She's definitely not sitting for the whole. She just started sitting for like longer books, like Pinocchio. She'll sit for the whole Pinocchio book. But she's 2.5. She's not like 3 or 4.
Is Pinocchio famously a long book?
Movie. It's a longish book compared to the books you were reading before, like Wheels on the Bus. Where Chicka Chicka Boom Boom, it's a lot longer than fucking Chicka Chicka Boom Boom. I'll tell you that right now. So it was hilarious to try to explain that a movie goes on and then it keeps
and there's
going.
Scenes that you haven't seen yet, yeah.
Right, and there's a narrative, and it, you know,
wait for it to blow her mind where she does finally sit through it, and she's like, oh my god, this was Toy Story.
This is Toy Story all along. This has been Toy Story. Wait till you see the second
She'll
one.
She'll be like, I don't like Toy Story, though.
Wait till you see the third one. Wait till you see the fourth one. You know.
I wonder if you could switch a mid. Like, say you had it on DVD, right? And you were watching it on Apple TV, right? And then you had 2 lined up, okay? On your Xbox. And you start watching 10 minutes of Toy Story, but at the same time you've started Toy Story 2 on the Xbox, so it's playing there as well. And then like 10 minutes in, when she's like starts to not pay attention. You just switch it over.
Mm-hmm.
And so she thinks like it's a patchwork film.
Mm-hmm.
Vignettes. I mean,
oh yeah, she'll get that. What I wish I had done was I wish I had started with Toy Story 3, because I think Toy Story 3 would have kept her attention longer. Whereas Toy Story 1, when like it doesn't. Like in the beginning, she's having a great time because he's playing with all his toys.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're playing with the toys, and then the song starts and she looks at me and she goes, I love this song. The You've Got a Friend in Me song.
Yeah.
Right. She's like, I love this song. I'm like, all right. So she, that whole thing, as soon as we get to like cut to Woody giving the present, like telling everyone we're at the meeting now and, you know, make sure you have a move in, buddy. And Andy's birthday's been moved up to today. She's out. Like it's bored. Like it's not enough going on. You know what I mean? She wants to switch to Bounce Patrol. She's like, you know, where they sing and dance and do their thing. So, but if it was Toy Story 3, that shit's running. We are running in that movie. So
incredible. Yeah.
So that's that. What else has been going on? One Piece, baby. I'm on chapter 364, 365. So I looked at when I started One Piece. I started it a little over a month ago. So it's taken me a month to get through almost a third of
the manga. 370 would be a third.
Mm-hmm. So I'm almost at a third of the way through in a month. So I'm hoping by the time summer, I mean, I told Chris, like, I'm going to take a break at some point. But again, reading this whole manga is crazy in the sense that, like, I can't believe people have waited like this long. And the fact that I've gone
it would have been years. It would have been years.
It's gonna happen
right?
to you soon.
I know. But we were trying to figure it out. I guess I could just Google it when did chapter 365 come out in the U.S. But like to think that, you know, people read this for like I've read 6 years about of One Piece in a month. Like that to me is crazy, and a lot has happened. But to read this for 6 years, I would be like agonized. Like the fact that people have been doing it for 2005, that is crazy.
So almost 20 years ago, May 9th, 20 years 2005. Ago,
and he started it in 97. So I've read 8 years of manga, 8 years of One Piece in a month, a little over a month. And to think, right, that you only got up to this in 8 years, because we're starting to really peel away the onion a little bit in terms of like what's going on and more stuff. But like, holy shit, you know?
How good is it though?
Oh, it's fantastic. I love it.
It's funny how like each large arc or saga, however you want to call them, like the show, the series kind of dynamically changes. Like it's very different, I imagine, now what you think this is than it was two mm-hmm. weeks ago.
Yep. It's totally, yeah.
Tom, what are you up to in it?
Lockdown.
Okay. Yeah. Lockdown's great. Lockdown's awesome.
It's fun where we are. It's
you're doing one pace?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Good. As long as you're doing one pace, because
we just
take way longer to not.
Yeah, we've gotten in the rhythm of just eating it during dinner, but we like eat dinner pretty quickly, so we like see like 7 minutes at a time. And then Brooke doesn't want to watch it any other time. And I'm sure. Like, all right, like, you know, like the plan with this was like, we will always have it in the background. So yeah, I'm in no rush kind of
it's
thing.
It's what you think though. Cause at a certain point you're going to get up some parts and you'll be like, fuck. Like now we got to, like, I don't know what happens. I can't watch 6 minutes of this. I mean, tuna chews through it. You're reading like 10, 20 chapters a night.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah.
We played some games. I would love to. I've been champing at the bit.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's talk about games.
We've all played quite a nice chunk of Fortnite, I'd say. Like enough to kind of get back in, you know, a little bit of a groove.
I don't mind playing Fortnite on the occasional games night. It's not a game that I would keep playing. Because I do get frustrated with, I still get frustrated with those kinds of games.
Yeah.
What are they called?
Battle Royale.
Battle Royale. I still get very frustrated with those kind of
games. It's much more fun than it ever used to be, though.
Yeah. That game in particular, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, it feels low stress in a way that, like, Call of Duty doesn't. Like, it's just, like, you're just kind of goofing when you're playing Fortnite, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Nothing, nothing. But they start, like, when you guys were playing as, like, we were doing Avatar stuff, I was like, wait, so I push another button, and then, like, what about this? The good thing about Fortnite that I appreciate, though, with this kind of battle royale is that, like, everyone's on an even playing field. Am I wrong? Like, you don't get a loadout.
Yeah, it's not all that bullshit that's in Call of Duty. Absolutely.
Yeah, in Warzone, where it's like, oh, let me get my loadout and get, like, the amazing weapon that, you know. Yeah, okay. Go on. I like it. Fortnite's fun. It could be fun. I mean, the whole HUD, the HUD, the interface when you load it up is extremely overwhelming to someone who, oh, speaking of fucking, well, we'll get into it.
No, I know what you're saying. In fact, I always felt the same way, but because of this Avatar stuff, I've been playing it a little bit more, and I think it just took like one or two more times to play it, Alex, where now I know what I'm doing. Like now I'm not thinking about the buttons and I know how to navigate the menu and it's very clear to me. But if you don't play the game, opening that menu, you're like, it's so fucking overwhelming. There's just so much shit going on.
There's everywhere. Just so much you can ignore, but at first that's not clear at all.
No, not at all.
Yeah. Well, Tom, you want to get into the other thing or do you want to wait?
No, well, we can talk about it because I've been wanting to explain the
Chris. Oh my God, I forgot you guys. Destiny.
Yeah, well, this is classic Tom Caswell, but go ahead.
I was really trying, Chris, to make this as painless of a process as possible. So,
hold on, let me get my drink.
So, basically, trying to get the whole group back into Destiny, I say to Tuna, okay, this is how we're going to do it. Do not start the game up because it will force you to play the intro level all over again. I said, let me boot up and join the game via my invitation. And so I did that. I sent him an invite. He loaded into my fire team. He was loaded into the tower. I thought, great, awesome. We've ignored that opening level. Now the plan is to get him playing Onslaught, which is the new wave mode, because it's just fun to kill stuff in Destiny. That game mode allows you to just keep doing that. So I thought, great, Onslaught, that's going to be a fantastic thing for us to just
play. It's like Firefight or
like so it's basically mode? Yeah, it's Horde mode. Like you're kind of like defending a position from hordes. You're every so often an enemy will drop a battery for the thing and you have to throw it at it to keep its health up. And then you take like between each wave, there are things on the map. You can place like a turret. You can place like a tripwire. There's like a bunch of things between rounds that you can unlock. So it's got some new mechanics. It's like it's the fun new thing. And I wanted to show him something new. But the half of the problem was is that, you know, Tuna hasn't bought any of the new expansions, which I don't blame him because it's like hard to justify spending $100+ on a game. But yet, you're locked out of so much content. So it's like this catch 22. Then I'm like, cool. I just need to bring you into the Onslaught playlist. Try to boot that up. Game tells me, can't do that. Tuna has to go do an intro mission for that game mode to get that. I'm like, okay. So we go to that place and we talk to Shax because it's run by Shax, who's the multiplayer guy with the horn.
Sure.
He's in a different location. We're talking to him. And I'm thinking, oh, when he talks to Shax, Shax will kick off the conversation to get that mission, which is what happened to me. But it's not. He's having the same conversation with Shax I'm having. So I'm like, you probably need to...
He's being his own game.
Like, you need to do that intro mission, I think, is what it is.
Yeah, he has to get through it.
Yeah, and I was like, but we're here, like, if I he's not going to go do that if I tell him, like, go spend the 10 minutes to do that.
Are you able to do it with him?
No, that was the other thing. He tried it. I was like, oh, let me leave the fire team, and then I can join you.
This has gotten worse than I predicted.
I can join you. That was the one I forgot. I could join your fire team, and then you could, because I couldn't kick the mission off. And so then when he tried to do it, it said, you have too many people in your fire team for this mission. I was like, okay, fuck it. We're going to like play Gambit. And, but he had to get the armor, like to get up to the level. And like, basically it was 30 to 45 minutes of us just running into roadblock after roadblock after roadblock. And what's crazy is that some of it has gotten better. So like the quest tab is so much better now for new players than it was, but still the amount of roadblocks, we eventually got into a match of Gambit, which Tuna argued, you know, said, I enjoyed that. That was fun. But the hassle it took to get there was
I can't believe you actually got into something. I'll be honest.
I know.
So then after we did this, right, that was the end of the night, right?
Yeah,
so
it was that like, was it.
We wrapped it up. And it was like, well, you're going to have to do the first mission and all that stuff. And I was like, you know what? Maybe. So the next day rolls around. I'm like, all right, you know what? Let me go back into Destiny. Let me see what's going on. So I do end up playing the first mission, which is the same first mission I played back in Destiny 1. With a little tweaking, some other things.
Oh, really? Oh, this. Weird.
Yeah, they changed it up.
A little bit, but I had to replay it again. And then a lot of the guns I had were still able to be used. Like, I have a really awesome fucking machine gun. I have a really awesome pistol. I have a really awesome sniper rifle. So I was able to use all that. I did missions. I was able to get the thing where you can upgrade it to the power level 1800 or whatever. All right.
Great.
So I start playing. I'm good to go.
Real quick before you continue this, I forgot we did that other thing. The exotic mission. So there's an exotic mission you can do right now, which is a new thing. And I was like, this will be good, but it's the fucking ones thing? Where
they always have exotic missions.
This mission in particular is part of the new expansion.
Okay.
So we go to do that because I'm like, okay, that's new. He'll get an exotic at the end of it. You know, I'm thinking of like, what are the hooks I can give him? And I was like, it's just one mission. You get an exotic at the end. We do it, but it's one of the fucking like jumping. You got to stand on a fucking thin ledge and like hope to make the jump over there. And you got to find the hole in the wall, which honestly is like pretty unique for the game and fun, but not like for the that first stuff, thing you're going to jump into.
Yeah.
You need time. You need a crew and you need time.
There's a time accounting down. There's a time accounting down. We only have 40 minutes to do this. And we're getting into. Yeah. And we're getting into the final battles. And like it's just a slaughter fest of like we're just dying over and over again. Fortunately, we don't have to do the thing where there's no respawns, but it's whittling down and we get to like three. I think there's three bosses that we each have to fight, and we got it, and it was like a minute left. I was like, yeah, we did it. And then the actual boss comes and we've only got a minute left, and I'm thinking, if we get to zero, Tuna is never going to play this game ever again. But fortunately, once it hit zero, I guess because we were in the final boss, it kept going.
You got
an exotic at the end, but it was like, oh my God, even the one thing we can do is like not even close to ideal. But I want to hear your solo experiences too.
So the whole, it's really quick. So the solo experience was that I did a whole bunch of stuff. I got a whole bunch of weapons. I realized that my Sunshot, my Thunderlord guns are still awesome and really good and really like I could, you know, breeze through a lot of these missions already. So it's been like all that's done. Like I can probably jump into anything I want now.
Are you buying this stuff?
No, I tried playing PvP. I got killed a lot. And then I went online being like, what are good guns for PvP? And it's like, you have to have this kind of gun or this kind of gun and this kind of build. And I'm like, that's kind of annoying. What really annoyed me the most about Destiny, and the reason why I will only play this game if you guys want to play, right, is that this is the analogy I'm going to make, right? You have a closet, okay? And you put a couple things in that closet, and it's storing a couple of the things that you have in life. As the years go on, and as you buy more things, you start to stuff more stuff in that closet. Yeah. And you're like, oh, I don't really have room for this. But you still stuff it in anyway. And then eventually you just start throwing shit in that closet because you have nowhere else to put it. Yeah. Okay? And it becomes so cluttered that you're not exactly sure where things are. And you don't remember what you did in the first place. So this is what Destiny 2 experience is like when you jump back in after not playing it for a couple of years. There's so much more stuff now. It's like, well, Okay, so we have, you used to only have two subclasses. Now you have three, and that was there. But then you also have these other things, these other variants you can put on the subclasses. You can make your grenade, you can have like, you can, you know, subtract 10 from your strength to have a grenade effect last longer and all this other crap. And like all the missions, all the stuff, like the people, they're all in these different locations all around the tower. The tower has expanded. The tower's got the bazaar and the bullshit, and then this the basement area that you gotta walk forever to get to. And the hangar, and then you got to go to the Cosmodrome, and then you got to go over here, then you got to go over here. It is so like what Destiny needs is like an atomic, like, or a black hole to come in, destroy everything, and then just
Destiny
start
3.
start over
Yeah,
with Destiny 3.
We need
Destiny 3.
Yeah.
You need a big reset.
This
And
whole time,
you
Tom, all
shouldn't be
I've heard
allowed.
is Alex is enjoying the game of Destiny, but doesn't like Destiny 2, which means
Right.
we can get Alex to play Destiny 3.
For,
Oh,
oh no, I
100%.
would jump into Destiny 3 in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is like a lot of this, when you jump in
Yeah.
as a
There's
player who
too much
played,
detritus.
oh
There's
my
too much
God,
crud. Yeah.
there's so much crud.
Yeah,
It's like, oh,
it's built. Yeah,
dismantle
there's 10
this,
years of
make this.
calcified crap that needs
It's
to be cut out.
the key
Insane.
problem, the key
It's
problem as
insane.
well is if you think about it, Destiny 2 launched the same year as Fortnite, which kicked off a whole new wave of live experiences. Like
Wait,
Destiny 2 is,
I
yeah,
thought Fortnite
Destiny.
launched in like 2017.
That's when Destiny 2 came out.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I guess Destiny 1 went on longer than I remembered.
Destiny 1 went on for 3 years. And then Destiny
I
2
remember because
comes.
it was my first year of
Oh,
Lost
7
Colors.
years.
I hadn't met Brit yet, and I will never forget that. I
Destiny
don't know why
1
I won't
or.
forget Destiny 1.
Yeah.
I will never forget this. Chris and I were in a raid, okay? And they were like, you got to have Gjallarhorn. Neither one of us had it, but they let us join them anyway. And me and this British guy kept dying like over and over and over again. And then I think it got to the point where the two of us were just like, you suck. No, you suck more. And it was just like, and it was, I think we did finally beat this fucking raid, but it was hours. We were going at it for hours. I will never forget that gaming experience because it was something that I was like, wow, we actually worked together. We actually did this. We actually completed it. And now I go into Destiny, and I'm sure that that's still part of it, but I go into Destiny now, and it's like, I'm trying to find the guy, bounties, and then I got to do the bounty, and then I got the, if I get a weapon, I break it down, dismantle it. It's got these like these engrams and also these materials, and then you have this material to make this and this material to make that, and you need
And there's
10 of
so many
these,
years of grimoire you haven't read.
right? And then also,
Yeah.
and then there's challenges, and then the challenges are divided into subcategories, and if you make those during the season pass, you get the certain materials. But then there's the overall thing that you can. There's a level that you
The
have for the
Guardian rank.
season. There's a guardian rank that you have for the overall rank, the season rank, this rank. Like, what are you
They
doing?
they have just spent every time that they
Jesus
have.
Christ.
Every time that they've tried to like fix onboarding issues and just like big
Oh
structural
my
issues,
God.
they've just plastered shit over the top, and it brings up a whole other bunch of issues that then need to be
Well,
plastered
this
over
is
the top
like
of
we're
it.
like, oh, we have a rap problem, so we brought in this, and then we brought in that, and then we brought in this,
But
and then
you
we
know,
brought
that
right. Or
the key thing is,
you got a leaky roof. You don't take off the old roof, right? You build on top of the bullshit roof, right? And then you just keep layering on top of that roof.
you just keep
Never,
that to keep
just
going
keep get,
because
just keep going
and then
up.
you're
I
like
was
the
thinking
foundation
about
of
it.
the house
The
cannot support
foundation
this roof
cannot
anymore.
support this. This sucks now. Like, this
was
is
thinking
terrible.
about it. You know, there's a couple of other
Yep.
things. You know, it's another thing with it as well. Of like, I mean, I know that fundamental. Well, who's to say now? Maybe Fortnite does offer a more robust experience, but that core Fortnite zero build or you know battle royale experience is just what it is, right? Whereas Destiny has a lot of different things going on. However,
Well, yeah.
we are able to jump into whatever we want in Fortnite immediately. Like, whereas Destiny, it's just like you gotta like swim through so much malaise to get to any of that stuff. And then the other part of the problem is the buy-in. Fortnite, you can play all of the new stuff. There's no content that you're restricted from playing. Whereas in Destiny, like you have to get a rewarding experience, you have to buy hundreds of dollars worth of content, but you're not going to do that because you might potentially get back into it, but then you're not getting the rewarding experience that's going to convince you to spend the money. And so, like, that's why I think they're having so many issues with sustaining this kind of business model. Like, they need Destiny 3. It's not just a case of like Destiny 3 will be better.
Destiny 3 Battle Royale for multiplayer.
Well, listen, the other thing that I really want them to do,
I mean,
with
look,
Destiny,
a fucking, I would Destiny play the fuck out of that. Battle Royale would be sick as hell. Go
for
ahead.
Destiny, just for Destiny 3, I'm thinking like, restart it. Like, do not let anyone pull over any weapons from Destiny 1 or 2. Yeah. Like, just completely restart and just be like, everyone's on an even playing field now. This is the game. Like, really think through.
And I think also, they could,
like, I need really all new enemies. I need all new enemies.
Yeah, I think there is a total potential from even like a lore standpoint that they could do like a universal wipe. Like that, that like you wouldn't even need to like justify it that hard of why like everything is getting wiped. Like you could do it pretty easily.
Listen, I don't care.
That I know you don't.
Like, the mechanics of the game are really good. When you get that exotic Engram and it drops, you're like, oh, like the dopamine flows. Okay, it's great. Okay, you just do what you do in Zelda, right? You don't really need to explain why there's another fucking Link in Zelda. I mean, yeah, you tried. I don't believe any of it, right? You didn't, right? Just do a reset. Just been doing. It's Destiny, 100 years in the future, done. And just figure it out, and don't really, you know, come on.
Destiny multiverse.
But
it is about a multiverse. Like that's the thing. It's like the game is about that.
So then just fucking lean in.
There you go.
Lean in, lean in, and have it be like maybe 1,000 years.
Sorry, guys. The paraverse. It's called the paraverse.
Whatever. 500 years in the future, so that no one who's around now is alive. You know, and we can hear little tricklings of, oh, I remember Shanks from the history books or something. I don't know. Just like,
is that Shanks?
There's something there. Whatever. There's something there. There is something great there. Like when I was playing it and it was hitting, I was like, this is great. The guns feel good. The powers feel good. The whole experience does get, can definitely get a little grindy, which is kind of annoying. But it's better than it was before when it was grindy.
Yeah, in a lot of ways. Yeah.
Literally, Chris and I were on the moon, okay? Going around on our speeders, collecting resources.
Helium
in a specific loop, right? To farm.
But that's never leaving. Grinding and farming's never leaving Destiny unless they make a total.
But they don't have that anymore.
It's not that. That's not going on. That's not happening. So.
They just added those hoverboard, those like surfboards.
I saw someone with a fucking surfboard. And I was like, oh my God, I got to get one of those.
Yeah, that's pretty sick.
That's the thing. When I jumped back in, I had all really good stuff. So I was able to kind of easily do it. But like, if you're someone who's like now and you've never played it before and you're like, my Destiny. No.
I think Destiny 3 needs to happen for it to survive. And it needs to be free to play, and the content, you cannot be charging for content anymore, and you need to figure out a different, but I mean, look, make it a smaller thing, like put, if you're still making Marathon, like put a ton of people over on that and make it like this smaller,
let me play as Luffy
in Destiny.
Get skins are where it's at, man.
I mean, yeah,
Fortnite just got another $20 out of me with Avatar.
Yeah right? Seriously.
Actually, it might have been $30. I don't know.
What did you buy?
Well, I got the Korra skin and I got the Katara skin.
Oh, okay.
So I got the season pass and I got the Korra. Yeah. Yeah. And I'll tell you what, if that rumor about One Piece coming this year is true, they're going to get another $30.
Oh, I know. That one is going to make them a ton of money.
So I do want to talk about Fortnite briefly because I've been playing a little bit on my own. Yeah, and then I played Alex missed game night the other night. Tom had his buddy come on and join us.
Oh, yeah.
And we played some Fortnite. I was able to, I'm working on finishing up that season pass stuff so I can get the Appa glider.
Yeah.
And Tuna, man, the Fortnite stuff, the Avatar stuff in Fortnite, the scrolls, now that like we've kind of mastered them, have been so much fun. Like Tom and I, the Airbender one, when you activate the mobility on it, which is like, it basically just lets you like glide, like you're just like hoverboarding around, you're zipping around. It doesn't stop unless you stop it. So it's just unlimited. So we were just flying around the map. Like, honestly, just surfing around the world was fun enough that I didn't even have to get into a fight. I mean, we're doing that, Tom, like,
well,
the majority of the time.
I was trying to capture footage for like to do like com videos for work, and I wanted to do one where I was playing as one of the two avatars and had collected every scroll, and we came close. Both me and Chris only had three of the scrolls. We were just missing the Earth scroll, but you could dominate with just those three. Like,
you didn't need
guns.
Because
you just like fucking, you go in, you airbend in, you get a fucking couple of big shots in with the water, which is like slower but does a bit more damage. It's like the medium of the three attack. Like, heavy is slow but does earth is slow but does a ton of damage. Fire does a little bit of damage, but it's really quick attacks, and then water's kind of in the middle. So you can zip in, fucking hit someone with water, switch over to fire, get a couple of fire attacks in, and then the air is on the cooldown. You switch back to the air, you zip out of there, and you come back around and hit them again.
It's really good.
Yeah. It's fucking great.
It's a lot of fun. I really hope they add a mode while it's happening where it's just the bending skills and no weapons. If everyone's just bending, it's going to be fucking sick.
I think they're going to be doing that at the end of the festival, because the trailer for the event like showed that off.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was just them like doing just something bespoke for the trailer, they need to have that mode for sure.
Could someone do that in a custom mode? Is that a thing you can do?
I think so. I think like you can take the mythics that are in the game and utilize them, but I'm not sure. But the thing is like they might. I think you have to submit things. So like if they're building their own, they might prevent other people from making them. I don't know. But
and this is basically going until Star Wars, because Star Wars comes in just a couple weeks. So I'm gonna have to buy those as well. So.
Yeah, we'll see what we get. I mean, they'll bring a bunch of old skins back. So
I don't have any of them. I need at least one Star Wars skin.
I have Kylo and a Stormtrooper, I think, are the two that I have.
Stormtrooper's great skin.
Stormtrooper is great, especially when they switched over to Unreal. That was the Unreal 5. That was the first, like,
For the lighting.
Seeing like the nanite and stuff, and like the whole world reflected in the white of the Stormtrooper, like the plastic white. I was like, holy fuck. Like, okay, this is next fucking level shit.
Remember when we found out Alex hasn't been playing with his Xbox set up to actually use
the
TV
funny.
Settings?
Yeah. He didn't have 120 FPS setting, and all these years he's had it like set to like can't do Dolby, can't do 120 FPS.
But now when he gets to go play Halo, he can turn on the 120 in Halo. Man, is it fucking sick and infinite 120 frames. You feel like you're moving faster, you know?
Yeah.
It does feel like you're moving faster in that game when you're playing at 120. It's so awesome. I played another game this week. Well, okay, so I told you last week about Mini Shoot Adventures. I finished it. I 100% the game, just over 8 hours. Then it turns out there's also like a boss, like, rush mode where you can refight, like they'll do like waves of enemies and get metal, but that's pretty fun. But man, that is a great game. The second that comes to Switch, Alex, you're gonna want to pick that up. It's only on Steam right now, but once that comes to Switch, you're gonna I mean, it feels just like a Zelda game, but also not. It's great. I had a lot of fun with that game. Some really good puzzles, just a ton of fun. And I downloaded and started, but I've really only gotten a look at it. I wanted to get more time with it, but I was like, you know what? I actually should put more time into this Hot Wheels challenge that we have. So I didn't, but I did download and start Harold Halibut, which I've been kind of excited for a while. I hear the game is like good, but not amazing. Mm-hmm. But honestly, like, since it's not a very long game, I think I'm down for that, because this is a game that's like claymation. They like actually like made the 3D model, like they made the actual models and stuff. It's all like scanned in and everything, so it looks like a Wallace and Gromit like movie, but you're playing it as a game, so it's kind of like visually, it's kind of like something I've never really seen before. So it's pretty amazing, but I barely scratched the surface of it. So other than just saying like it looks incredible, I don't really have anything to add, but
it's such a cool looking game.
Yeah, I think if you're interested visually alone, I think it's probably worth checking out. And I've been playing a game on my phone. So I've been playing a game on my phone, and it's called Luck Be a Landlord. And this game was apparently a big inspiration for Balatro. And it's basically slot machine Balatro. It's way more simple because you're not buying jokers or anything like that. You're never like building, you're not adding to collections, and there aren't different decks. You're not like getting different slot machines. Essentially you pull a slot machine, and you know, it's a few different rows of slots, and like after each round you can buy new glyphs for each roll on the slot machine, and the different glyphs have different modifiers. Like if this one and this one shows up, you get this kind of bonus. This one is not going to give you any money when it shows up for 5 turns, and it's going to give you 10 coins, like kind of stuff like that. But the conceit of it is that every, like at the beginning, you have to pay your landlord your rent. It's like 25 coins, and then it's 50 coins, and then it's 100 coins. So you need to be able to like get your slot machine even better and more efficient, faster and faster and faster, so that you can keep making more money than your landlord is going to charge you.
Gotcha.
Every time. It's pretty fun. It's very simple. It's a really good phone game. I definitely see how like the developer Balatro played this and then definitely got like some ideas for their game. It's cool. It's a lot of fun.
Fuck yeah.
Cool.
I played a bit of that TMNT Shadow Fate game, which was showed off in the Switch indie showcase, which we'll get to in the news section. And it really is just, it's all these guys, it's just Hades, but like
what?
A little bit.
What news section?
In the news section, we will get
the
to talking about
section.
The Nintendo indie showcase.
Got it. Thank you.
So I played a bit on my phone. It really is just like a slightly simpler Hades with TMNT, and it has co-op. It's on Apple Arcade right now, but it's coming to Switch in July, I believe. Yeah, it's cool. It's fun for the little bit that I played while I was away. And then the other thing, I fucking downloaded that there is finally, emulators are on the App Store, and there's one called Delta, which hasn't been deleted yet, but it seems like it passes all of the requirements for them to be on there. And I fucking booted up Pokemon Heart Gold and played like the opening on my iPhone just to see if I could get it to work. And it was honestly relatively easy. You had to do a little bit of digging because it needs some like extra files for it to at least DS games. But within 5-ish minutes, the emulator was running that fucking game on my iPhone, which is crazy to think about, considering how long you have not been able to do that unless you jailbroke your iPhone.
Sure.
So it's called Delta. If you're looking for any retro Nintendo emulation, that's the one right now that is available on the App Store.
I'm curious how much you actually care about that, because you have an analog.
Oh, I have tons of...
Like, you have so many ways you could play all these things already.
Well, I can't... That is true. Can't play DS games on the analog.
Yeah, you could probably do that on a Steam, though, right?
Yeah, I could do it on Steam Deck. It was not a, like, oh my god, finally, a way to emulate games. Like, it was just simply for the novelty of doing it on the iPhone. Like, that's crazy. And I just want to let people know that, like, if you don't have any other really good way for portable emulation, like you don't have a Steam Deck or you don't have a custom emulator or what have you, and you have an iPhone, you can now do it on iPhone.
Yeah. That's cool.
Crazy stuff.
How do you load the files on?
Just download them from, like, you could download them to the files folder in iCloud.
Oh, right. I always forget about that.
Yeah. It just accesses them from there.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Weird.
Bizarre. The future, baby.
The future
is now.
Anyone got any other things that it's all same? Move on to news. Oh, I went out to a birthday party last night. I went out to Steven's birthday party. And did you ever meet Omar, Tom?
Kidding?
Yes.
Yeah. Omar was there. Also, Emma Fife was there. So I was talking to Emma Fife last time. It's a good time. went to and I couldn't kill him this time. Couldn't kill Jimmy Buffett this time. Went to Margaritaville. I was worried going in there. Like, what bad thing is going to happen now? Like, maybe something's going to come out. He's going to get canceled now. Who knows? But no, it's just had some expensive, not great mojitos.
That's about right.
News me.
News you indeed. So the Nintendo Indie World Showcase happened. We did not see Hollow Knight Silksong there. Everyone thought it was finally happening because we've had the game rated now. So that means it's closer to release than it has ever been, but still probably a ways off. So everyone was a little disappointed there. But we did see some cool stuff. There is Little Kitty, Big City. This is kind of like a cutie version of Stray, it seems, like a sim, like a cat simulator. Yeah, it says here, a game about being a curious cat in an urban jungle. Little Kitty Big City will let you explore, help out animal pals, and even engage in some feline fashion. Comes out May 9th. Tons of great indies to see here. Like I said, that TMNT Splintered Fate game is coming out in July for Nintendo Switch. It's a roguelike. It is multiplayer co-op. You can play it with up to four other people. It's on Apple Arcade right now. Cat Quest is coming out. Cat Quest 3 is coming out in August. Stitch, which is another Apple Arcade game, which is like a puzzle pattern game, and is excellent, is coming to Switch. Is already out, actually. It was a shadow drop there. It has a bunch of content that is unique to the Switch version. They have a bunch of designs that are only on there. And it has a daily new Stitch mode. So every day there's a new like Stitch pattern for you to tinker with.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, it's definitely, and it's, like I said, it's on Apple Arcade, so it's...
I played it there.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
The kind of game that ended the showcase was SteamWorld Heist 2, which people actually really popped off for, despite it not being Silksong. This is... you play as a crew of steam bots. It's turn-based, real-time combat, but it's like a Metroidvania, co-op Metroidvania kind of thing. That comes out on August 8th. So lots of great indie content there. And then the only other news, Fallout Season 2, officially been confirmed to be happening, has been a big success, I think, for Amazon. I don't know if you guys got around to watching it, but
I'm gonna watch it now.
I haven't seen it yet. I've been reading too much manga.
Been too much.
He's been deep in it. He's been deep in the manga.
I've actually stayed up way too late reading the manga.
Yeah.
Manga.
You're gonna have some of those. You're gonna have some of those nights soon.
It's been affecting my mornings because I'm up too late. Sucks, but hey, gotta do what you gotta do.
I know he's really into it because when he started, Tom, he was just reading at night, and so like he'd tell me like the next day like what he got up to, or maybe have like a question or a thought. But recently I've been getting texts throughout the day and at night and stuff, so I'm like, oh, he's picking this up any chance he gets sometimes now.
Yeah, you gotta go to the bathroom,
take your chances.
Yeah, gotta go to the bathroom. iPad comes with me. Yeah, as soon as I'm done with work, I go upstairs, iPad's with me, and we're watching Bounce Patrol, Toy Story, and reading manga. So,
you know, 10 by the way,
Toy Story.
You can look at that same app, Alex, on your phone too. It's, you don't have to pay for it again. You can just sign into it on your phone. Okay.
How do you think I'm reading in the bathroom?
You just said you brought the iPad.
I did. And I realized that.
Oh, okay.
But also, well, you know what's funny? I had the iPad down here, and the iPad has the camera in her room.
Yeah.
So we still watched, like, we still have the camera on when she takes a nap. And my mom texted me, like, where's the iPad? I'm like, oh, I have it down here. And I was on a call, and she came down. She was like, I have to have it. I can't not, like, know what she's doing. I'm like, so imagine... this, but at work, and then your mom comes in while you're talking to your colleagues.
Yeah.
And mom comes in. And it's just like, oh, hi mom. Like, need that red light up there.
The stop sign or whatever. And then the final little bit of news, Keanu Reeves has been cast as Shadow the Hedgehog.
Amazing.
Baby. Sonic
amazing
3.
News. This is great, great news.
The Knuckles TV show, I think, comes out next week.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I think it's only like 6 episodes.
It's dropping all at once.
Probably.
Too many
I
shows.
I imagine so. Oh my God. Can we talk about real quick? I want to, maybe we'll save it for the post show. Because I watched this week's Survivor.
Oh.
And we need to talk about it.
Yeah,
We got to talk. Yeah.
We definitely got to talk Survivor because that shit was crazy.
It was something. Was it something? I don't know.
I'll preview it for you. It's the fucking Q show, and he thinks it's the fucking Q show, and he thinks he's doing his own thing.
All right, we'll get to it.
That's the preview. Little tease. We need people to, you know, stick around.
That's right.
Next. All right, let's move on. You got mail?
What's in the mail?
You've got mail.
Today?
You've got mail.
If you haven't sent me your videos yet, you might want to send them during this.
Did I tell you guys that my dad had AOL for like decades after it was not a thing anymore?
Like your email was AOL?
No, not me. My dad was paying for AOL. Like way
like
beyond.
Internet service, like
even
what even was
got,
AOL?
It's like people that like still pay for like Mindspring internet addresses.
Mm.
Those are like some of the like earliest internet addresses. Like
yeah,
people
like
are
we were
people
going
are nuts.
Like the house that he has in the Hamptons, we were going through the mail and I was like, what is this AOL thing? And it was a bill. And he goes, yeah, it's for the AOL. I'm like, but you get internet through Cablevision. And he was like, yeah. And I go, so then what are you using AOL for? Well, my email. I said, you're paying $15 a month for an email address? Yeah. And this was, mind you, like 20, like 10,
yeah.
I think.
I believe it.
Oh, it wasn't even. I thought it was like last week or whatever.
No, I don't think you can still. Is AOL even around?
I think it officially they ended the pay, at least that part of it. But they got bought. I don't remember who bought them.
Yahoo, right? Yeah.
I was going to say Yahoo, but. Fucking knows.
What's Yahoo?
Who knows?
To?
Bullshit.
Nothing.
Bullshit. All right. We got a question. I sent you guys an image. This came in from Spiffy. Email it on rankpodcast.com. Email it on rankpodcast.com. Would you try it? This cake?
Yes.
Did you know? Spiffy said, did you know that bologna cake is a thing? And would you try it?
Gross.
With vegetarian bologna for Chris. And there's an image of a cake. Okay, so
yeah,
here's the weird thing
awful.
About this cake. I don't know what this yellow shit around and on top of it is that looks like frosting. I don't know what this frosting is. Do you think this is like a cream cheese cake? Because those look
yeah,
like
I
Ritz
think
crackers.
So. Yeah,
next
it's
to
got
it.
Crackers. Yeah, I think it is like a cream cheese thing.
What the hell is the yellow stuff?
Yeah, not a fan of it.
It's really gross.
Oh wait, okay, hold on. There's
maybe it's
because
mayo.
People are mad in the Discord about it. It's more savory than follow-up info. It's more savory than sweet. The white is supposed to be cream cheese plus ranch. Ugh. Yeah. And the yellow is cheese whiz. Oh God.
Oh, that is disgusting.
Yeah, no, not about it.
You'd have to pay me a lot of money to eat this.
Well,
what is the least amount of money
right?
that you would eat this?
They make a vegetarian.
Even if they
the
made
least,
a vegetarian version.
Like,
what's the least amount of money for you to eat six crackers?
How much?
With each one with like a good size of a
couple
six
thousand
crackers?
Dollars.
Yeah,
six
crackers,
crackers
worth.
Six crackers?
Why?
Because you're supposed to take, you slice
of...
it and you put them on the cracker. Fine. A hearty slice.
Mm. If you said to me,
with the crackers, you can use the crackers.
$200. I'll do it for 200.
Yeah, 200.
I was thinking, I think, you know, I was thinking of 100. I was like, I'll do it for $100. Then I'm thinking, like, $100 really doesn't go that
I would far. Ask someone to pay me a couple, like, $1,000.
Like, $100. I mean, okay, $100 doesn't go as far as it did. But 200.
I'm splitting the difference. I'm splitting the difference between you guys. I was thinking, like, I was going to say five, and then I said, you know what? I'd probably do it for three or four. But I felt like $200, there isn't, like, a thing necessarily that I really want that maybe is $200 or less. Like, there's probably some, but if you got $300, there's definitely some cool shit I could get with $300.
Mm-hmm.
You know, $1,000 feels a little reckless, Tom. Come on, just, you know, scarf it down.
No, I'll make $1,000, please.
Speaking of cool shit, I'm gonna interrupt this mail. I have a show and tell. I had a show and tell last week and I forgot.
Amazing.
Wow.
So this is an actual, and I mentioned this to Epic Neckbeard because he has had a terrible leg injury. I hope your knee is doing well. When I hurt my back, I ordered this because I was like, you know what? It might be good on days where I have, because I actually had crutches for the last time I hurt my back that I've used every now and then, like for when my back was like really bad, just to keep the weight off.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to get a cane. Spared no expense. I ordered this. And then
spared no expense.
Nice. That's good.
And let me tell you, it wasn't cheap because this is like a replica. Like it's got a like a steel core, so like you can actually use it like a cane. I'm like messaging them for weeks because I got hurt in February. I'm like, hey, is this coming? It's coming. And then the guy was like, yes, yours should be shipping soon. Like, it was weird that like there's no ETA on this. I'm like, did I just like get this from like a scammer or something? Like, what's going on? So then, I guess it was just like right before filming last week. It was like on Monday. I sent him a message. I'm like, hey, it's been a little while. Like, can I just have an update on this? Like, any idea when this might ship? You know, no ETA or anything? No response. Then in my email, I get a refund for the shipping and for the purchase and for the steel core edition because the standard doesn't have the steel core. So I got the steel core edit so you could use it as an actual cane. And I was like, oh, I guess something happened. They're not doing it. Not getting it. Like, you know, they're just, but hey, at least I didn't have to ask. And then 2 days later, it just shows up. So someone there must have been like, we dropped the ball. We're going to give him his money back and get him one. And hey, I mean, you can't beat that.
Well, they fucked up.
Yeah, they fucked. Either way, can't beat that. Can't beat that. Sometimes it pays to be a good customer. After working retail, I'm honestly far too accommodating with places, like with service industry workers. And I'm way like anytime, like I like if I have like a complaint, I try to be like as nice as possible and always be like, hey, look, this isn't your fault, but I do have to get this thing fixed. I was like, how can we, you know? So I always try to be really nice. So when I first talked to the guy, I was like, hey, like, there was no ETA, so, you know, I don't know if this takes a while. I'm just wondering when it'll come. And the guy was like, oh, no, I'm so sorry. It'll come. And that was a month, you know, that was a month ago.
Did you see this on, like, Instagram? This is an Instagram thing? Because that's what happened the Pokemon cards I ordered.
I was sitting, you know, in the hospital feeling sorry for myself. So I, to make myself feel better, I went on the internet and I said, I'm going to buy a cane for myself so that... If my back hurts, at least I'll be walking around in style. I know Therese really hates it because now I'm doing that thing where I do that thing now, Alex, where I'll wear my like jacket like the like the admirals in One Piece, where I just wear like a cape around my shoulders. So I'm walking around with my jacket like that with the cane in my
hat. Do you have
like,
a hat on?
John Murphy was like, what do you think? You're Lando Calrissian? The Teresa was like, why do you need this? I was like, it's free. I didn't know it was gonna be free, but it is.
Right. I mean, it's great. It's good shit.
Oh. I'm so excited to have this. This is the first like real Jurassic thing I have. Like, this is cool.
You don't have all right. Remember that picture I sent you guys? I mean, that's one of the best things I've ever done in my life. The picture that our friend who is basically an archaeologist, and I put him next to Alan Grant, And then our other friend, who is like a little nuts, looks like Ian Malcolm.
A little nuts.
I'll show you the
picture.
Yeah, I remember.
Tom. Do you have any more news? Because I have a very slight mail. Do you have any more mail? Because I have a very quick complaint.
So I have a good one.
All right, go ahead. Sorry.
Hello, this is Eric from Australia.
No.
Last night, my wife and I had a terrible experience at a restaurant and vowed never to return. The service was awful, the food was dreadful, and the prices were exorbitant. Have you ever had a similar experience and declared to never return to a place? I'd love to hear about it. I, for one, will never be returning. And he name drops. So that's how you know, like, he's never going back to this place. To Grilled Bondi Beach. So I guess don't, and it's not Grilled, it's Grill apostrophe D. Grilled.
Oh, grilled.
So don't go there, apparently. Yeah. It's shit.
Okay.
Wow.
Powerful. What's interesting is anytime I hear of Australia, I think of Rise Up Lights.
Oh, Rise of Blights.
Rise of Blights. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, so it's not exactly the exact same thing, but during the pandemic, okay, but well into the pandemic, not like brand new, there was a restaurant that we wanted to try that a lot of people, you know, on like restaurant groups on Facebook and whatever, said it was so good. People thought it was so great, blah, blah, blah. So we ordered from this place and I went to go pick it up and brought it home. And it was probably the least amount of food for the most amount of money we've ever spent for like that ratio.
Yeah.
And it was absolute garbage. Like, it was so bad.
That sucks.
And we vowed, we were like, we are never going to this place ever again. And never ordering from this place ever again. And people, like, we you know, we were like, oh, maybe, you know, pandemic restaurant, not good, blah, blah, blah. But it was really bad.
Was it just, like, what particular? Was it the taste?
The taste had, there was no flavor. No flavor.
What kind of food was this?
American, like, burgers, steaks, stuff like that.
Got it.
Fries were, like, nothing. I mean, if you're gonna, and they had it in containers that would have been good for, you know, takeout. And we vowed never to go back. We have never been back. I will say this. If there's a restaurant out there that we really like, we give them the benefit of the doubt if there's a less than good order in night, right? Like, for instance, Big Daddy's. You know I love Big Daddy's. Okay. Big Daddy's.
You'll never
Cajun
stop
food.
Going to Big Daddy's, yeah.
No, but the problem with Big Daddy's is that depending on the night, sometimes it comes in and it's like, all right. They didn't put enough of the spice in. And you're like, all right, whatever. As soon as you hit me with that, like, two in a row, three in a row, then it's like, oh.
Yeah, but well, Big Daddy's, if Big Daddy's had three bad takeouts in a row, would you?
I think I
really
would.
Contemplate.
Three,
wow.
Well, I'll tell you right now, there was a place in Hicksville called New Chili and Curry. And this place was like an Indian Chinese kind of fusion place. It had the best chicken tikka masala I've ever had in my life. Like the best pocket noodles, all the best shit.
You guys need to come to where I am, and we need to go to Jersey City because I have eaten the best chicken tikka masala of my life there.
Oh, Tom, those are big words. Those are bold statements.
I know what I'm saying, though. I know what I'm saying, though.
And I'll tell you what happened. We were ordering. One time we ordered, and we were like, oh, this is not good. Like, it was not good. And then second time, not good again. Third time, not good. We stopped going. We were like, we're done. And then we went on the Facebook, like Bro Brittany did. You go on the Facebook restaurant group, and you see people writing, like, what happened to this place? Like, it's gone downhill. And we were like, wow, it wasn't just us. It was, that really is. So have you guys also sworn off a restaurant for being bad or no?
No, I've definitely come close, but I haven't had, I'll tell you this. I've sworn off of restaurants where I've gotten the food the first time and I'm like, oh, I would never order from here again.
Okay.
Have I ever like had a restaurant I really liked and had to swear it off? No. That is the thing my dad does, and it was really funny because there's this restaurant near my parents that we have like a on again, off again relationship with. Like they'll do something to really piss my dad off so they won't go for years, and then like it'll be under new management or they'll renovate and then they go back. And for my birthday, we went to this restaurant because it's close and it does, and it's when it's good, it's really good. And we're there and we're having a great meal.
Oh no.
Everyone has ordered, you know, the appetizers have all been on point, everyone's main course has been on point. And then we get to the dessert, and my
Oh
parents
no.
order just like what I think is meant to be a cracker with like
Bologna and cheese.
yeah, no, like a graham cracker kind of
I
thing
would just
with like
walk out. I would just
with
leave right
graham
there.
cracker with like cream and then like fresh fruit on top. But we think they like left the cream, so it was just kind of like this dry cracker with bits of fruit on it, and they were not about it. And my dad just was going, oh no. Oh no. And we're like, no. Like we were so close. We were almost home free. Like we had such a great meal.
My mom's
Yeah.
done that. My mom and her boyfriend have done that, where they've gone to a place and they were like, "Oh, wasn't good." And they don't go for like months, and then they try it again, and they're like, "Oh, maybe it'll be good this time." And then it is, and then the next time it's bad, and they swear. I got a call about it. It's like you wouldn't believe it. This place stunk.
We had that for a bit with the burrito place because they went they so
Ooh.
they expanded for a little while, and the truck kept going up and down. Like the truck would go down and then they had to get a new truck, and so they didn't have a truck for a while. So then we were drive this is when we were on the west side, so we'd actually drive up to the one we were at now because we were such psychos. We'd drive like 45 minutes all the way up to the
We're aware.
valley.
Yeah, we
But
are.
what would happen was
This full podcast is aware.
the truck would go down, you know, for like 4 months. So then, like the people they had to get new people. So then there's new people, and then the new people weren't good at it anymore. And like they're not toasting the tortilla anymore. And like they're putting way too much pico. And so the truck became really inconsistent. But then, luckily, when that happened, we then ended up moving up here. And the restaurant up here has been consistent the whole time. And the chef that used to be at the truck mo was up is up here. So that's why. So that is like a management issue that we ran into there. There have been a couple places that we have been to that we did not like. I do
You want
not
a name
remember the
drop?
name. I don't because we never went back. But I can tell you the one that I remember the most was we went out for like brunch with some of her coworkers. Like this was years ago when we lived on the West Side. It was somewhere in Century City, along like the main like strip where everyone goes out there. And I got shakshuka, and she got did she get? I think she got an omelet. Both of our eggs were undercooked. Her omelet was not like, it was not a solid fully, which is like an omelet needs to be a full solid. And my shakshuka was so watery because the eggs were still
Oh,
that
this is so
literally like I
gross.
was talking to her. I was like, I don't know what we do here. I was like, because like we don't want to be the so like I ended up because she didn't want to cause a scene, so she kind of like picks at her food. Like hers was probably fine, but it wasn't good to eat because the texture was wrong. Whereas mine was like I was like I have to I
Me
can't I was
around
like
it.
I cannot eat this, but I didn't trust them anymore. So I just got I don't remember what I got. I got like a sandwich or something because it was brunch, and it was like fine. It was very like whatever boring bog, and it was like expensive. It was not a cheap, so we were like, this was the kind of thing that if we were just the two of us, we definitely would have said something possibly more. But at the same time, we might have just been like, you know, we're just gonna go. Like we'll just leave. But we couldn't just do that because we were in a group. So then we left. We left hungry, you know? We left hungry, which is not good. That was definitely which is why I don't remember the name of it, because it's six years ago and we never went again, you know. I bet I could find it on Google Maps and tell you, but terrible. It's really, really bad. Really, undercooked eggs is like one of the worst things you can have.
Especially when it's
Gross.
meant to be an omelet.
Yeah. Or in shakshuka, because like it's supposed to be like
Look,
a
I'll tell
thick.
you this. Shakshuka is a meal that like you have to nail in order for it to be like good. Like, it's
It's not hard to make. It's so easy.
It's not hard to make, but for me personally, I need the shakshuka to be good for me to like enjoy it. Because I just think like it's eggs and it's tomato sauce. Like, it's not usually two things that I'd really like put together.
But it's got the ingredients of an omelet because it's also onions, it's garlic, right. It's peppers, it's feta cheese.
I mean, it's what I mean is that like, just personally, I'm not ordering shakshuka all the time. I'm always a little hesitant because I really want it to be good because I think it's something that like, if it's bad, it's really bad.
Yeah.
And like, so you saying watery, like, oh my God,
That's fair. I've never ordered it again. And that was the only time I've ordered it, but we make it at home.
Yeah.
And it's one of our favorite, like,
it's so
breakfast
good.
Things to have at home.
Yeah.
Cause
when
it's really
good,
easy.
It really hits.
But yeah, no, that's a good point. I have never ordered it again. And that was the first time I ordered it out. And I probably will never again because I now associate it with that. Thinking about it now, I've made myself a little queasy, to be honest. All right. We are going to move on to some head to head. Are you guys ready for this? I don't yet have a clip from Alex. Let me just remind everybody what's going on. So head to head is a competition where we have selected a game and we have some parameters, you know, fastest, highest score, whatever. And we've had 2 weeks to go over and do it. And today we're going to reveal the results. The winner of today will not only get to select the next head-to-head challenge, but they will also supply a punishment presentation to the loser. Whoever does the worst in today's challenge will have to do a 3 to 5 minute PowerPoint presentation of the winner choosing next week. Today's head-to-head challenge is Hot Wheels Unleashed 2 Turbocharged. We are getting the fastest lap, the time attack on the level Spinning Golf.
Yes, we are.
All right, I have yours now, Alex.
I thought I sent it.
I said I have it.
Oh. All
right, how should we do this order? Should I just go to random.org?
Sure.
Okay, yeah.
Tom, yours is suspiciously a small file.
It should be correct.
Do you have the whole app, or do you just have the end of your race?
I cut it into the last 30 seconds. Yeah, it's the last like 30 seconds.
Okay. All right, I'm going to go to random.org. And I'm going to
mine is not the right file.
You sent me the wrong file.
I sent you like an earlier attempt. Yeah, 1 second.
All right.
But
throw that one out.
Right? Is that what happened?
Tom, did you do the right thing?
Yes. Right. What do you mean, did I do the right thing?
Well, I have the order of Alex, Tom, Christian coming up from random.org for all your random necessities. Should I? I'll load Alex's up.
Yeah, load Alex's up. Let me. I think I need to like make sure mine goes to the cloud.
Okay.
So,
how about we just pause while you do that?
Yeah, let's do that. I'll be right back.
All right. Let me see if I can get this to focus so you can see this, because this is pretty cool. All right, let me turn the focus lock off here.
What are you talking about? Oh, that. Yeah, no, I saw it.
No, but it wasn't focused. I saw what you saw. It wasn't so.
Yeah. It's interesting. I can see you upside down in it.
Yeah, it doesn't. It's hard to get it correct on but it's like an actual, like, I can't tell if it's a real mosquito or if they got like a model mosquito, but it's like a real 3DS looking mosquito.
Oh,
like,
boy.
Like,
yeah.
It's pretty weird, to be honest. Therese was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. So with him saying, right, that he only has the last 30 seconds makes me think that he did the wrong thing.
Or he just didn't pick the whole lap.
Yeah.
I mean, the lap that I set
you
as
did
the
it.
Baseline
yeah,
was 40 something
seconds.
So,
yeah.
So, you know, maybe he just cut 16 off.
Okay. All right.
boop 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 boop
boop boop boop boop boop.
Now, suspiciously, Alex, yours is interesting to me, and I'm gonna say this because yours is starting with the Hot Wheels Unleashed 2 turbocharged logo, which means your best time is off the jump of a race, like a first attempt, because you could just keep doing laps.
Yeah, but I found
but you that loaded in and got your best time.
No, I restart. I restarted. I was in a lap.
Yeah.
And then I banged into a wall and I restarted. I restarted because you get a full boost at the start.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you keep going around, if you're not boosting on the next lap, you don't have full boost.
Interesting. See, I was always just playing lap over and over, thinking I'm going to go through the finish line
right
at a higher speed. Like, I'm going to start at a faster speed.
Right. I get you. Well,
I sent you the
saying,
last
like, I'm
minute.
Surprised that you happen to pull that off on an initial jump versus, like, I just got mine on, like, you know, one of my laps.
Yeah. I mean, I'm interested to see. I mean, Tom's Mr. Confident. So, like,
We were talking about it today. We're worried about this.
Yeah, we are worried about this. We were worried about this because we were talking about it during tea time. And I was like, Tom's really confident. Like, he said he said the Top Gun, right? Yeah. Maverick. And I was like,
am I messing with you, though? I also don't know. Maybe the other thing was, is like, it wasn't until toward the end where I was like, oh my God, is there a shortcut that I didn't, because I didn't look anything up. So I was like, oh my God, is there a shortcut? And like, I actually have the slowest time or something.
Right.
Anyway, let's see. I'm.
What were you playing on? Because your name never popped up on my friends list when I checked a few days ago.
On my Xbox?
Weird.
Yeah. I kind of want to see Tom's first now.
You want to see Tom's first?
Yeah.
I just don't want to. I mean, I just don't want, if I. I don't want to. I don't want you to react because I don't.
I'm not
going to
react.
All right,
I'm not
all right,
going to react.
Okay. All right.
I am not going to even have a smirk on my face.
All right.
You're fine with that, Tom?
All right. You and I.
The truth is, I agree, Alex. I'm more curious about
I'm
Tom
more
than
curious
you.
About Mr. Confident, and I'm do this.
Actually, you guys are grayed out, so I can't. Oh, there we go. There we go. Okay.
All right. Motorcycle, interesting choice.
It was the fastest vehicle.
Interesting. I'm curious to see. I like the turbo buttons versus the turbo bar. I agree. I'm curious if Alex will have also done the buttons. .44-74, is that it? That's the time.
Yeah, that's it.
All
40
right.
Seconds.
That is time to be.
47 milliseconds. All right, let's see.
Time to be. I should have remembered about the music. It's something we'll have to just try and remember when we do these. It probably
let's
won't reflect, but it might.
We're
you
not playing
mine?
Them.
Yeah, let's see Chris's. I want to see what Chris used.
Okay.
I want to see the shortcuts that he used.
No shortcuts.
LOL. Oh, just God honest. Damn it.
Well, that's... Drift City, baby. This is a really cool game.
Yeah. It was. Yeah.
whenever I get up to this stretch, I'm just like, come on, hit boost, come on, recharge.
God damn it.
Wow. 36.264.
God damn it.
So now time to beat is 36. I really thought Tom had this.
I thought I had it too, because I'll tell you what, in that car, I was like much slower than on the motorcycle.
Well, I'm curious if... Well, I'll wait. Oh, let's see Alex's. Because yeah. I might not win anyway.
Let's find out. It'll say his personal best in the corner. Let's see.
I'm curious
if
Alex... I think I figured something out about these cars that I think Tom didn't, which is why Tom got the score he got. I'm curious to see if that's the same. Oh, this is going to be so close.
Damn it.
Oh, shit. You're going to beat that time. We had like almost the exact same time to beat. Oh, my God. How close is this going to be? My time to beat was 0.01 millisecond better than your best when you started this. So, yeah. And I only beat that by 0.3 seconds.
Yep. No, you won. I'm pretty sure. I'm spamming it.
I got 0.264. Yeah, 0.618. Yep. Oh!
Yep. Yeah. Very nice.
Dude, I'm coming for that crown. That's three wins for me now.
I know. Damn.
So it's wild because you guys both had like sloppier fucking races too. So like, which vehicles did you find? Because like, I just used the stock selection.
Alex is going to explain something, but I'm going to tell you this. Until 3 hours ago, until 4 o'clock my time today, 2 hours for the podcast, my best time was 42 seconds.
Okay.
And then I figured something out. Alex, you want to explain what I figured out?
Yeah, you can upgrade the cars. So you can change them from stock to powered to ultimate. So the car...
And Alex, I'll tell you what. When I figured out you could upgrade the cars, I thought, no wonder Tom is so confident. He must have realized. He must know this already, because he might have played the first one more than me. And he's thinking, we don't know this. And he's probably put more time in and has got the upgrades. And I was like, fuck, there's no way I'm going to catch up. So I gave it my best.
What was the time you had before upgrading the cars?
42?
I think mine was like 30, maybe 40.
Like, you know, your time was better than mine before I upgraded my car.
I'm so annoyed.
All I had to do was do two races in campaign, and I was able to go to the power cars, and then you can make the ultimate car. And it turned my car from having a 5-point speed into like a 10 speed. Like,
So what's the next game?
So I forgot, we're going fishing, but I forgot to, set the actual parameters for it. So I'm going to edit it in here. But we're going to be going fishing. We're going to be going fishing on Xbox Game Pass. It's going to be a little fishing competition. I will be adding in the parameters, and updating you guys. I'll send you a little video clip.
What's the game? Fortnite?
Call of the Wild, the Angler. It's on Xbox Game Pass.
All right.
We're going fishing.
Oh my God. I could have won. Like,
Yeah. Yeah.
I was just seeing you. Like, Tuna at the end was so sloppy. You were just riding the rail the whole time. Like,
I'll
tell you what, Tom. I was a lot cleaner on my slower cars. But when you get the faster cars, you're banging into more shit. But it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter because you're so much faster. God fucking damn it.
Yep.
Oh, I'm really curious
funny is that I actually enjoyed the game so much that I stopped doing the challenge and I just started playing the game. Like, I just started doing the campaign.
I would be down to just play some of the game at some point, you know.
That next game for sure.
Also, we can always just dip back into I'll be honest, at some point, like if someone doesn't beat me the next time, I might do another GoldenEye challenge. Maybe not immediately, but like at some point, just because that was fun. Like, maybe I'll just slowly go through the game.
mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm all broken.
Tom, I will be I think it'll be more fun next week for you to just do your presentation than for me to announce it. So I will give you the details on what I'd like you to present next week.
Okay.
separately. I think it'll be more fun that way for everyone. For it to just, you know.
Be a surprise.
And as I said, I will have added in, I will have cut in. I'll do it right now. I'll cut it in here.
Christian from the future here. And what you're listening to right now is me reeling in my first catch of the day. It's a mountain whitefish in Call of the Wild, the Angler, available on Xbox Game Pass. And this is our next head-to-head challenge. Me and the boys are going to be going fishing, and whoever gets the largest and best mountain whitefish is the winner. Now, the interesting thing about this is there are two parameters when you catch a fish. There's the weight and the length. We're going to be recording in imperial units if you want to play along. So we have to have it in, you know, normal American freedom units. And if no one has both the heaviest and longest whitefish, because it's going to give you weight and length, then what we're going to do is the two people that have the higher of either, we're going to multiply their weight versus their length, and whoever then has the larger number is the winner. And there we go.
Alex and I were worried about it today, Tom. And you know what? I think if you hadn't sent that Top Gun Maverick gift,
you would never
I think we wouldn't have had this conversation, and then I wouldn't have went back into the game, and I wouldn't have been like, why are all these like the leaderboards all the times are like, you know, in the 30s.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how? How is it even possible? Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. And then I figured it out. You dig yourself in, Tom. Congrats. Should've, you played yourself.
I didn't look at the leaderboards because I didn't want to know your time. So, like,
You have to go to a separate friends tab to see.
So I Googled like best, whatever, fastest cars in Hot Wheels Unleashed. And the bars, what tipped me off was when I was looking at the pictures of the images of the fastest cars, they all had like speed was like all the way up to like 9 bars. And I'm like, I've never seen. And then
thought it was random.
So that car came up. Like the one that said it was the fastest car came up in the shop for me. And I was like, wait, like it was only 5 bars of speed versus 9 bars of speed. So I was like, what the fuck? So then I went to the garage and I picked the car. And then when I saw you could upgrade it to powered and then to ultimate, that's when the bars started moving. And I was like, okay. So yeah. So I don't know if you noticed, I had the DeLorean by the end.
Oh, I didn't. You were driving the DeLorean?
Yeah, the time.
Oh, you are driving the DeLorean. Wow, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Do they have the Back to the Future one? They should.
It is. It's the Back to the Future DeLorean.
Oh, it does. It says out of time. Oh,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's so fucking cool.
Oh, that's rad. The person,
I wonder if they have to have the Ghostbusters car.
I don't know. I think the person who so far has said, I feel good, has lost.
I'm devastated.
I know one of these days soon, though, Tom's going to have to be like, you're going to have to say to Brooke, like, look, I'm sorry. I need to spend like 2 hours playing this game tonight. I cannot lose again.
Well, I spent quite a bit of time on this one, too, because I was like, you know, I always come really close, but I never like, I know that at least Chris is playing it more nights and not just saving it for like a couple of hours before the podcast. So I gave this one even more of a kind of shot. And I was just kind of
hit a wall with this one. I'd hit it because I couldn't get lower than 42 seconds. I tried and tried and tried, and I tried other cars. I tried a DLC car. I couldn't do it. But because of your confidence today, I was like, no, I must. I was like, I'm going to figure out how to at least get into the 30s. I know it's possible. Well, that wraps up another Unranked podcast. Once again, we hear more tales from Alex about his baby blues and Tom about his losing streak. Next week, we'll see the first punishment of our head-to-head challenges by Tom Caswell. And the week after that, we'll be angling some fish. So look forward to that. Look forward to much more in Season 4, Saga 2 of the Unranked podcast. But until next time, go ahead and stay unranked.
Hot Wheels Unleashed 2 can suck it.